Hi, my name is Brady Gaster, and I work for the Microsoft Windows Azure Evangelism team. Today, I would like to introduce you to the latest sample that our team has put together that demonstrates one scenario in which you could use Microsoft Windows Azure to build a cloud-based application. This application actually functions as a site monitor. You can sit in front of a website and see real-time statuses of sites that you maintain. This application uses a Windows Azure cloud service to actually ping the sites, and that cloud service communicates with a website hosted in Microsoft Windows Azure websites through a SignalR hub. Now, SignalR, if you haven't heard anything about it, is a real-time framework that was originally written by two guys here at Microsoft in their spare time named Damian Edwards and David Fowler. Now, this is the MSDN web development and tools blog post that announces the 0.5.3 release of SignalR. It came out kind of recently, and if you want to learn a little bit more about SignalR, they have a very rich wiki on their GitHub page, which you can see right here. If I click on the wiki, you'll see that they have a list of articles, getting started, how to use a persistent connection, what a SignalR hub is, so forth and so on. And they take you through a lot of detailed examples. But this particular application, the Site Monitor, spelled with a big R at the end, sort of akin to the SignalR application standards, like Jabber.net. This application will actually use a SignalR between the cloud service and the website for a communication layer, and also from the website server to the website client using SignalR. So everything's going to talk using SignalR. Now, what I'll do is, this is the code gallery on MSDN. I'm going to click this link to actually download the zip file. I'm going to save that to my desktop. There you go. Save that right to my desktop. And now I'll open up an Explorer window. Go ahead and close this. Open an Explorer window and go to my desktop. I'm going to go ahead and unzip that guy. I'll just put that in a folder right on my desktop. Now, while that's unzipping, I'm actually going to go down here to my taskbar, and I'm going to right-click the Visual Studio 2012 icon, and I'm going to select Run as Administrator. Now, the reason I'm going to do that is this solution actually makes use of a cloud project, and when you run the solution, the cloud project is going to need to spin up the Microsoft Windows Azure compute and storage emulators. And to do that, you need to run Visual Studio with elevated privileges. So we're going to go ahead and run Studio as administrator. And what I'll do now is I'm going to go ahead and select Open Project or Solution. I'll go to my desktop, go into the Site Monitor folder I just unzipped. I'm going to open that solution up in Visual Studio. I know this is a safe project, so I'm going to uncheck this box, click OK. You'll see the structure of the project's pretty simple. First thing we have is a core project that just contains some service interfaces and a server class that's actually going to do the work. Has a worker role project, and that worker role project is going to be hosted in a Microsoft Windows Azure project right here. It's the single role in that cloud service. And then obviously we have a site monitor website. Now, this is kind of a one-page application. You'll see right here that we have default.html. It's really the only file in there. And this application actually makes use of Twitter Bootstrap to do the layout, knockout for MVVM, MVC style functionality, uses jQuery, and obviously uses SignalR. So there are some different scripts that are going to be in your scripts folder. And all the functionality specific to the site is contained in this sitemonitorcontroller.js file. So I want to point out, if you want to see how the code works, those are the scripts that you want to go and look at. The next thing I'll do right here is I'm going to double click this worker role settings guy right here. I'm going to click on the Settings tab, and you'll see that we have two different configurations, like any other cloud project. We're going to have the local configuration, that's going to point to 4200, because remember, this cloud project is actually going to communicate with a hub stored in this particular site. So we're going to direct it to localhost 4200, which is the port that this site runs on, and it's going to use your local compute emulator storage. Now, if I were to select the cloud guy, we're not going to want to keep these settings because we're going to be deploying this out to the cloud. So we're going to want to make some changes to these settings right here. And we're going to do that using the Windows Azure portal. So go ahead and close down these Explorer windows. And I'll go over to my Windows Azure portal window. And you'll see right here that I've got three objects created in my portal account. One of those is a storage account. This application is actually going to use Windows Azure table storage to store the site URLs. Here's our cloud service, and then here's our website. you can create these just by going over here to the new menu icon. You can select cloud service, you can give it a name right here, you can create a website, do a quick create, give it a name right here. Now all this stuff is outlined pretty thoroughly on the GitHub page for the sample, which I'll go ahead and go to right here. In the code gallery, there's actually a link off to the Getting Started document. If I open that up in my browser, you'll see right here, it's a pretty long-winded explanation as to how to do each individual step. It's got screenshots and everything, so if you want to go to the GitHub repo, it's actually Site Monitor with big R out on GitHub. So there it is right there. Okay. Now here's the portal window. Now what I'm going to do first is I'm actually going to click on the storage account, because I want to open up the dashboard for the storage account. And the reason I want to open that up is I want to go down here to the Manage Keys button, and I'm going to click this guy. And it's going to open up and give me all the settings. Well, the first thing I'm going to need to do is to copy out the storage account name. And if I go back over to Studio right here, and I click this ellipse, this is going to open up the storage account connection string dialog. I'm going to paste the name that I just copied out right here. And now I'm going to go back over and I'm going to copy out the key. And I'm going to paste the key right here and click OK. I want to go ahead and set the diagnostics connection string to be the same storage account. So I'm going to paste that guy in here and once again copy out the name and paste the name into here. So there we go. Now this last setting is the GUI URL. That's actually the URL of the website that's going to be running out on Windows Azure websites. So what I'll do is I'll go back to my All Items pane and I'll click on this website pane rather. I'm going to right click this URL and I'm going to say copy shortcut. I don't want to click it and open it up yet. So I'll go back into the settings and I'm going to paste that guy right there. And the idea is that this cloud project running up in Windows Azure Cloud Services is going to make an outbound call to connect to a hub that lives in the website. So there's that. So what I'm going to do now is I'm actually going to right click this cloud project and I'm going to select publish. And the publish dialog is going to open up, and the first thing I'll have to do in here is to click this link, sign in to download credentials. And that's actually going to go out to the Windows Azure portal, and it's going to try to download my publish settings file. And I'll go ahead and save that to my desktop. So I've got that on my desktop right here. And now I'll close this window down, and I'll go ahead and close the download window down. And I'm going to go back into Visual Studio and click the import button. I'll go to my desktop, and there's my publish settings file. So I'll go ahead and click open here. And I'll click next, and you'll see that we do want to publish the release build configuration, and we do want to publish the cloud service configuration, so that's all good. And I'll just click publish here, and that's actually going to go ahead and start publishing out that cloud service to Windows Azure. As soon as it starts, you're going to see the Microsoft Windows Azure Activity Log open up, and it's going to show you the status of the deployment as it's actually happening. So you'll see that right now we're actually pushing out this cloud service to Microsoft Windows Azure. Nice thing about the publish process is we don't have to wait for this to finish to publish the website. So what I'll do now is I'll go back over to the portal and I'm going to click on this website that I've already got loaded up here. And I'm going to scroll down and you'll see this download publish profile link on the dashboard of this site. And I'm going to click that guy and it's going to ask me where I want to save that website publish profile file. And I'll go ahead and save that to my desktop as well. I'll X out of this, scroll back up here. And I'm going to go back over to Visual Studio. This time I'm going to expand the website role. And I'm going to select publish from here. And I'm going to have to import that publish profile that I just downloaded for the site. So I'll go over here, select this guy, and click open. And pretty sure everything is good here. So I'll just go ahead and click the publish button. And the output window will open up here to show us how the publish process is going for this particular site. I'll take note that we're publishing the website and the cloud service simultaneously here, and as soon as it gets finished publishing, it's going to open up the web browser window, and you'll see that there's the default start page for that site. It's all loaded up and ready to go at this point. I'm going to leave that window open because there's a couple of configuration changes we're going to want to make to the site. To do that, I'm going to go over here to the Configure tab in the website's portal dashboard page. I'm going to scroll down here until I see the default documents list. Now remember how I pointed out that this site has one file in it that's the default.html file. Okay? By default, the default document for a website is default.htm. So I'm going to change that to default.html, and I'm going to go over here and I'm going to delete all these other start pages because we don't need them for this particular site since it only has one file to load. So I'll go ahead and click Save here. And that'll go ahead and update our configuration for the website. And now I'm going to go back into Studio and see how the cloud service deployment process is working. You'll see that it's still deploying. It does take a little bit longer to deploy a cloud service than a website because it has to spin up the cloud service in Windows Azure. So we'll go ahead and wait for that to actually finish deploying before we load up the site, because the site won't work until the cloud service is actually published. Cool. Now that that's published, I'm going to go back over to my web browser, and this time I'm going to go over here to this tab, and there's our default hosting page, which we've already updated. And I'll just go ahead and hit F5 here to refresh it, and you'll see there's our pretty basic UI. And you'll see here it says you have no sites to monitor. To add one, enter in the URL and click the Add Site button. So what I'm going to do is, we know this site is up, so it's a good demo case. I'll go ahead and paste that URL into the site URL box and click Add Site. You'll see that that's actually going to make a SignalR call back to the cloud service, or back to the website rather, which the cloud service is subscribed to, and add that site to table storage. And the default state is waiting, because every 10 seconds the cloud service will wake up and actually go out and ping the sites, and you'll see that as soon as it does, we see that that site is indeed up. So there's our site, it's up. And you'll see that it'll change to blue whenever it's actually checking the site. That's the cloud service sending over a SignalR Hub message to the client saying, hey, I'm getting ready to check the site. And once the response comes back as up or down, it will actually change the indicator to be up or down. So it'll be green if it's up and red if it's down. So just to show you how this actually works if you want to add multiple sites, I'm going to flip back over to the portal here. I'm going to go back over to the All Items guy, and I'm going to create a new website. So let's go over here and create some other site, other website. We'll make sure that name is not taken, and we get a green check mark there. So I'll go ahead and click Create Website. That's actually going to go out and create our new website. And once that website is created, I'm going to actually take the URL for that site right here. I'm going to copy the shortcut. I'll go back over to my page, and I'm going to paste in the URL right here. We know that site's up because it just spun up, and it's going to go out, it's going to check it, and the site should be up, and it is indeed up. So what I'll do now is I'm going to go over back to the portal, and I'm going to click the stop button to actually turn off that website, and flip back over to the site monitor, and once it does a check now, that site should come back as down, and that button should be red, because the site's actually down. So there we go, site's actually down. We let it refresh and check out the site again here on the cloud service side. It'll see that the site is indeed down again, and the button's still red. So I'll go back over to the portal here. I'll start up that site. Flip back to the site monitor, and as soon as the site comes back up and it checks again, we should see that the site is indeed up. So there you go. I want to point out that this X button over here doesn't actually delete your site. It will just delete that URL from your table storage list of URLs so that you're no longer checking it if you know that you don't need to anymore. So that's the deal. That's how the site monitor works. It's got a cloud service, and the cloud service pings websites and then makes calls out to a SignalR hub that lives in this website. As soon as that SignalR hub receives a message from the cloud service, it'll actually fire a message for the web browser to handle, and the web browser will handle that message and change the UI accordingly. And you can use this to add any sites that you want to add. I'll go ahead and add my own site here, www.bradygaster.com. And hopefully my site's up. That was a genesis of this guy, so that I can have a monitor open all the time and watch all the sites that I administer to make sure that they're up or down. And if you have a lot of sites that you administer, this tool could be a handy addition to your toolbox. Hopefully you'll enjoy this, and it'll show you how to use SignalR to connect a cloud service to a website, to a web browser, and back again. As you'll see, the syntax for doing so is pretty similar in both the .NET native client and in the JavaScript client, and the feature is just going to get better and better. So that's how you would use SignalR in Windows Azure to connect different services together. Hope you've enjoyed this. Go download the code, crack it open, and let us know what you think. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.